Hello, everybody. I just wanted to make a short-ish video about Venus' journey through the sign of Virgo. Venus moved into the sign of Virgo, finally leaving the sign of Leo, where she'd been since early June, late last night. And she's only going to be in the sign of Virgo till November the 8th. So it's a really fast journey. But I think it's a very significant journey because we have a Libra new moon eclipse coming up on the 14th, followed by a Taurus lunar eclipse, full moon eclipse at the end of the month, which are both Venus signs. So these eclipses are both connected very much to the planet Venus, as she is the guide to the eclipses, if you like. So she's making some interesting aspects, and you guys know me enough well enough now probably to know that I consider the Venus cycle a really important one. Well, they all are, of course, but the Venus cycle is very related to our humanness, to our values, to our relationships, to each other and the material world and nature. And so it's worth tracking. Now, the first thing I will say is that Venus is said to be in fall, okay, in the sign of Virgo. And she is, I don't always love that kind of concept, the fall. But I think it just means Venus really, wants love, light, all those kind of things. And in Virgo, she has to get humble, get serious, get down to brass tacks, get down to business, and get down to the details. But I actually really kind of like Venus in Virgo. She's more discerning. She's makes us more inclined to a critical assessment of ourselves, a critical assessment of our relationships to all things, and a critical assessment of our values. So I kind of like that Venus is in the sign of Virgo and finished with her retrograde. And so she is moving through Virgo quite quickly, and we're going to look through the aspects. So, as I said, Venus moved in last night, and immediately she was conjunct fixed star Regulus, who, from our perspective, fixed stars don't move, but because of the precession of the zodiacs, fixed stars, from our perspective, move a degree every 72 years. So, Venus conjuncted Regulus, who moved into the sign of Virgo at the end of 2011. And this, I think, is really setting the scene. I really think, and I know I've talked about this before, I really think there's a push towards getting down to meaning, service, and all the chaos and horrors that we see out there are revealing where we're out of integrity. I've been talking about integrity a lot, and Virgo, to my mind, is probably the most integrous of signs. It's one, of course, all signs have their shadow, but really, Venus in Virgo is about being useful, being of service. But it can be a little bit overly perfectionist, a little overly cautious. But really, let's bring out the highest energy of Venus in this sign. So that was last night. Now, before I go through the rest of the aspects, please subscribe to my channel. Give me a thumbs up. Don't give me a thumbs down. Whoever keeps doing that, if you don't like my channel. Anyway, but also leave me a comment. I always respond. So the first aspect was that is actually today. So Venus is going to oppose Saturn. I talked about it in my Substack blog, where I do daily transit reports, trying to help people tune into the energies of the cosmos. But Venus opposing Saturn in Pisces. So Venus is here at 1 degree, new start, opposing Saturn. Saturn won't station direct until November, but this is a hard look. this is a bit of a reality check, perhaps learning the lessons of the summer of the Venus retrograde. This is where we need to get down to work. This is where we need to kind of work on our values, work on our bodies, work on our relationships, work on our money story, all those kind of things. And Saturn really, retrograde in Pisces, is asking us to let go and to trust the process. So that's the first aspect we have. And well, actually, there was one, the square to Sedna, but that's a big kind of paradigm shifting energy and greater cycles. So let's stick with the more immediate aspects. And then Venus goes a little bit quiet for a few days, but then she comes up and she forms a trine aspect to Centaur Pholus. Okay, and I want to show you this pattern that we get then. So here's Venus in Virgo. She comes over to trine Pholus, who is the Pandora's box centaur, and forms a wedge pattern as she moves to sextile Vesta as well. Now, Pholus has been helping to take the lid off the corruption, the secrets, the lies, all the detritus that's hidden in our structures and our governments, the structures of our lives. It's like the dominoes are coming out and falling. The things we're finding out, the things I found out today, and I'm not going to go into it, but it's kind of like, whoa, all this stuff, you know, some of the conspiracy theories perhaps have a point. Some of the, you know, it's kind of going wild. But the Vesta is the hearth, focus and commitment and devotion. And this is Cancer, the home, family, basis of security. So Venus making this wedge pattern like this, a wedge pattern is a bit kinder because it's got the trine and the sextile, is saying really tune into what you really focus to on, what you really are devoted to, and where you want to build your own basis of security in the light of what else is coming out in the world or around you. So if you have any planets or angles around those degrees of Capricorn, Cancer and Virgo, you're probably going to feel that more. But, you know, it's generally quite a big aspect. Then on the 16th, oh, I'm not going to get this exact because, quite frankly, my software won't let me do it for some reason. But on the 16th, Black Moon Lilith and Venus meet for the first of two conjunctions in the sign of Virgo. Now, Black Moon Lilith was very involved in Venus retrograde journey, and she has been bringing issues of shame and vulnerability up. And quite honestly, this Virgo season is a really good time to step into a course of therapy if things have come up, or some analysis. Virgo is very much into analysis, whether it's personal growth, whether it's an actual therapist, whether it's, you know, getting an astrology reading or an in-depth kind of soul reading, but something that will help you process it. But again, you know, I always come back to my big thing about self-care. Making sure you're doing your routines is very important in Virgo. Make sure you're being discerning about what you listen to, who you hang out with, all kinds of things like that. And then Venus, it goes a little bit quiet again, but she kind of picks up energy towards the end of the month. So on October the 22nd, halfway between the eclipses, pretty much, it is pretty much on the first quarter moon, so halfway between the eclipses, Venus trines Jupiter in Taurus, in her own sign. And so Venus did square Jupiter three times during her retrograde, once on the way in, once retrograde, and then once after she stationed direct. So these old stories are coming up for some kind of resolution. this really is an opportunity to kind of really get into work on what's come up for you over this summer. So Venus, this is Jupiter over here at 12 degrees of Taurus, Venus at 12 degrees of Virgo, will trine the sign of Jupiter. Sorry, the planet Jupiter. That's the two benefits in Earth signs. This is about building something, and this is about making things real. And this is a kind of about building that sense of security and stability. These trines, trines can be a little bit lazy, but they're also quite supportive. But this one is the quite pleasant one, really, to be quite honest. So then on the 25th, Venus is actually going to, right in the middle of the eclipses, still remember, Venus is going to oppose Centaur Nessus. So Venus is over here. By now, she's moved to 15 degrees of Virgo and opposed Nessus. And Nessus reveals abuses of power. And so right in the middle of the eclipses, I think we're going to hear a lot about people who, again, are out of integrity, about people who abuse their power. That could be in your own life. It could be collectively. But that's also going to kind of rock our worlds a little bit, I think. And these oppositions really are kind of staring in the face, but they're also showing us where we don't trust that things are unfolding as they should, and there's not a lot we can do about a lot of things. It's how we respond and how we move into that Virgo of discernment and making sense of it for ourselves, and moving into wholeness as well, which is very Virgoan. And then on the 27th, Venus will sextile Ceres in Scorpio. Now, for anybody who's had things come up for them through this summer with Venus about relationships that don't nourish and nurture you, particularly around parents and children, there's going to be some deep emotion coming up like this around this. But with Virgo being a sign of analysis and wholeness and healing and discernment and service, there's a huge potential to process and work through some of these things, okay, for this month. So anything that comes up, process it, work through it. 29th, which is when we have the second eclipse, Venus will be conjunct Black Moon Lilith again. So let me just quickly, let me just show you the eclipse. Oh, no. Where are we? We're 2023, aren't we? So the eclipse is actually on, so I'm just going to do this. The eclipse is actually on the 28th, all right? And it's another Venus-ruled eclipse, as I already mentioned. And Venus and Black Moon Lilith will meet the next day. So more healing. That could be a point of release and a point of fulfillment for you, with it being a full moon eclipse. Finishing up, Venus on the end of the month will trine Uranus in Taurus, which is also, again, her sign. And then Venus squared Uranus three times again during her retrograde. Once on the way in, once just before the star point on the August the 13th, and once on a post-retrograde journey. This is breakthroughs and breakdowns. This is like things that were like released and brought out on the eclipse. You know, ahas and awakenings. This trine is really supportive in breaking old patterns, moving forward more healed, more holistic. And then on the 3rd of November, we have two last aspects. On the 3rd of November, we have Venus opposing Neptune, which she does every year pretty much, apart from when the retrograde cycle. So she's only going to do this a couple more times, right? But Venus will oppose Neptune in Pisces. Venus and Neptune have some similar energies because they're both associated with love. I'm not so sure about this whole higher octave thing because I also see Venus having similarities with Pluto because they're both desire and needs. And maybe that's the difference between the two Venuses, right? Maybe Venus evening star is more Neptunian. But anyway, Venus will oppose Neptune on November the 3rd. And really, to my mind, this is the practical mystic sign. This is saying, you know, focus on trusting the flow, focus on self-care, focus on letting go, focus on that kind of hanged man card in the tarot or the hanged goddess, and trusting that you can be okay, that you can move into a more humble, embodied, useful, kind of meaningful life and be more healed and holistic. So huge opportunities for healing. But the big aspect really is at the end. Okay. Just before Venus moves into her own sign Libra, so out of the sign of Virgo, Venus will trine Pluto. And this is the last time these will do this in these Earth signs, because Pluto's dipping in and out of Aquarius next year. And the next time Venus trines, gets around to Virgo, Pluto will be in Aquarius. So this is another Earth grand trine. And I'm going to say it's loosely related to the trine to Uranus. This is big transformation, big growth. Transforming your values. Pluto takes away what you thought was your power and leaves you with what is truly your power. So, you know, it's become apparent that, you know, we're all kind of at the whims of the forces of the structures of our governments, of our lives, but we can work on creating and shoring up our own structures and our own family home and you know, the structures of the money and the accounts and things like that. But this is hugely transformative of saying you can really kind of create this stability, create this more meaningful life. I think there's such a big move away. It's kind of funny. When I came into the coaching world, if you like, I'm not a coach, but I was in that world and all those things. And if we think back to a lot of the things we've been passed through in the last few decades, it's all been all about creating wealth, creating bigger, creating everything. Now playing big really means playing from the heart. It does not mean accumulation. People are getting clearer on what they really want. They're wanting, well, then we went the opposite way and had tiny homes and they've kind of gone by the by. But really, you know, people are just wanting a more meaningful, realistic, grounded existence. And I welcome that move. And this trine is going to push you more towards that. And then Venus will be done in the sign of Virgo. Early on November the 8th, she will move into the sign of Libra. And this real good push, because on the 23rd of October as well, while Venus is in Virgo, she actually reaches maximum elongation as morning star and starts to descend down on the horizon. The sun and Venus start getting closer as she will move eventually towards her superior conjunction next June. That's a slow journey. Venus morning star rises really fast, 72 days up, and then starts to slowly descend in the morning sky. But on the 23rd, she'll be at her maximum elongation. So this time of Venus in Virgo is a real time to push for that analysis, to push for that more aligned kind of healing, to really push for being more discerning in your life. to get more serious with your relationships and your partnerships. Perhaps if you've if you've been all about me, it's trying to put your focus on your relationships. I like Venus in Virgo. Earth signs will probably benefit most from this, but really, I think it's a good thing overall, especially after that long journey through Leo. So long as you don't go into the temptation of becoming the critic in your relationships. Being discerning is different to being the critic. So work on you, not work on everybody else. Okay, but it's a real time for clearing out the cobwebs, for getting down to brass tacks, perhaps cleaning out your closet as well, perhaps starting a new eating and exercise regime, and on doing nice things for those that you love. So I do want to pull a card, and then I'm going to get off because I'm going to the airport to pick my daughter up, who's going to be visiting from Seattle. So talk about nice Venus in Virgo energy, getting with my daughter. Okay, so nice card for it, actually. It's going to just get to the page for that, because these cards still have their own unique message. This is the Red Seeds Tarot. This is I Am Revelation. This is the Ten of Bees, which is really the Ten of Swords. For bees, the flower is in the fountain of life. For flowers, the bee is the messenger of love. That's the quote with this. This is reversed, though, but I think the message is true. So let's talk about the soul journey for this card. We have tripped up and plummeted along the way and now know what rock bottom feels like. It's challenged us. Self-pity at times has heightened our suffering. Who could blame us? However, in reality, the rocks actually grounded us, and a relief and an understanding is rising up within us. It's clear that we've been stung into awakening up to some very hard truths. It hurts. This is true for me. Our ego has been battered, and we may feel sore and vulnerable as we reflect on the failures and endings that lie behind us. The good news is that the worst is over. It's time to look forwards, not backwards. The weight we have carried is finally lifting. We have survived, and our stings will heal. Our wings gently unfurl, and we start to ascend. And breathing in the clear air and dancing into a new beginning. Rise up as life is calling us. Now, I picked this reversed because I picked it for the whole journey. So I think we're going to be reversed and processing all this stuff, the message of the card, ready for at the end of Venus in Virgo to go, well, I'm ready for Venus in Libra now. And I'll be doing a video on that when Venus moves into Libra. So much love. I will see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe.